who died at the age of 79 at the end of September, had advanced dementia and Addison's disease in the later years of her life. But that 1972 song, I Am Woman, became a feminist anthem. It even predates Something About the Women, which has been on the air since the mid-70s, and right here on WMFO in Medford. Before that, we again heard Rebecca Luker. That was a song from Fun Home. She came in and replaced Judy Kuhn in the role of Alison Bechdel's mother. And I just think she has a magnificent voice. And she died of Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, in December. And really a tragic loss for Broadway and for people who love beautiful soprano voices, as I do. And before that, we heard the Swingle Sisters and their cover version of Seasons of Love. How do you measure a year? Well, for many of us, 2020 is one that we are grateful to say goodbye to. I am recording this show on the very last day of 2020. I'm sitting in my closet. It's an old NPR trick to try to minimize voice extra noises. And I am so aware of my coming to be very humbled about my new equipment and this new way of doing the show. And I've got all kinds of tick marks in my brain for things that haven't gone as I wish they had in the show so far today. But, you know, I think I'll get better. I haven't done this since February 29th, and then I was sitting in a physical radio station, and I had way more sense of confidence with the equipment than I do here in my closet. And I don't like the closet. I recommend everyone get out of the closet. But you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and this is Something About the Women, and we are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. Kirsten and Sue are my fellow DJs. They have held down the fort since mid-March, and I'm so grateful to them for doing this. It was really a lot of time commitment for them, and I'm very grateful to them. So I'll be back once a month, and Sue's going to host twice a month, and Kirsten once a month, and we are very grateful for our listeners. And when I sit in and host, we do this feature called the six-pack. We usually do a six-pack at noon. Today we're doing several six-packs, and the next one coming up is actually a looking ahead six-pack. This is looking ahead to 2021 and the things that we can hope for in 2021. So here is our six-pack of ways to start the new year, and got some hope thrown in there, too.
Sing a song about hope. I'm not inspired much right now, but even so, I came out here to sing a song, so here I go. I guess I think that if I tinker long enough, one might appear, and look, it's here. One verse is done, the work's begun. I've come to sing a song about hope. In spite of everything ridiculous and sad, though I'm beyond belief, depressed, confused, and mad, well, I got dressed. I underestimated how much that would take. I didn't break until right now. I sing of hope, but don't know how. So maybe I can substitute strength, because I'm strong enough
so I sing a song about hope. Though I can't guarantee there's something real behind it, I've gotta try to show myself that I can find it. And so today, when life is crazy and impossible to bear, it must be there. Fear never wins. That's what I hope. See, I said hope. The work begins.
Thank you. this morning. Smile with the rising sun. Feeling the best. It's by my doorstep. Singing sweet songs. Oh, melody pure and true. Saying, this is my message to you.
Time me, I don't make it. And that's when I, that's when I. this song of mine came right to the forefront. It's called Aspera, and you'll hear in the chorus some Latin that says, aspera, per ardua ad astra. And if you missed Latin class growing up, that means through hardships, through troubles, through struggles, to the stars.
We will stop for a snack at the taco truck stand. We will walk around the block hand in hand. Someday we will go back to work. Someday we will go back to work. May we be among people who respect our worth. Someday we will go back to work. I will help the strangers I meet. I will help the strangers I meet. It is possible to get back on our feet. I will help the strangers I meet. I will write you a letter for now. I will write you a letter for now. Hope is a message that survives somehow. I will write you healers who keep us alive. To the healers who keep us alive. A toast to your courage, knowledge, and light. To the healers who keep us alive. And the ones we for the ones we love who are gone. On the day we are together again. On the day we are together again. I will pull you in close like a hoop with no end. On the day
I just really love that song. That was On the Day We Are Together Again. That is by a performer who goes by Humbird. She is from Minnesota. Her name is Siri Undlin, and she's a songwriter and a singer. Again, Humbird, On the Day We Are Together Again. She wrote that in the spring. I first heard it early May, done as an a cappella performance by a temple. With socially distanced singers, each in their own homes, wearing headphones and singing that song. And it was beautiful. So that made me go and look for the songwriter. And I discovered her. She's a young woman making amazing music out of Minnesota. And she rounded out our six-pack of songs looking ahead. And of course, that was a reflective way to do that. But on the day we are together again, because I am convinced in 2021, we will be able to be together again with vaccines. And my goodness, something to look forward to. Before Humbird, we heard Erin McEwen, another amazing singer-songwriter based here in Massachusetts. That was from a performance that Erin did this spring to benefit Club Passim. In the time of COVID, obviously, the arts is suffering, and she was part of a benefit concert for Passim. And that was her song, Aspera, which came out on a record in 2005, but how perfect for the time of COVID, Aspera by Aaron McEwen. Before that, we heard Mr. Wives and their song Super Bloom. And we all do deserve congratulations for making it through this time. And just when it's darkest, that's when we will super bloom. Before that, we heard My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit. And Tracy Chapman covering Bob Marley's song Three Little Birds. And we started out that set of music by a wonderful woman named Suede. She's an amazing performer. Actually, Sue and I saw Suede with our sweethearts a few years back when you could go and hear live music. The name of that song is Hope, and that is a Jason Robert Brown song. You can pretty much count on my doing show tunes in various elements in a Something About the Women show when I host. So that was a Jason Robert Brown song, Hope. To me, music always brings hope. And I am grateful to be able to participate in Something About the Women. Again, we're here every Saturday between 11 and 1. And I did discover some great music in 2020. I hope you did too. So for the last half hour of the show, we're going to be hearing some new music released in 2020. And I hope you will enjoy as much as I enjoyed discovering or rediscovering these artists.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime.
March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of Festival cutters, I've been in here too long. Festival cutters, whatever happens, whatever happens. Festival
Fiona Apple, title track of her 2020 released CD, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Yes, you heard cutlery being played. You heard cats and dogs. I kind of think of that as the perfect pandemic record recorded at home in her house, but she actually recorded it well before COVID. It just happened to be released this spring. Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple. Before that, we heard The Chicks, who dropped Dixie from their name in 2020. God bless them. That was March. We heard a super group called Bonnie Light Horsemen with Anais Mitchell singing lead. That was called The Roving. And we started out that set of music with the wonderful Phoebe Bridgers. She's just amazing. What a discovery in 2020. And the name of that song was If We Make It Through December. Just a plaintive and lovely voice. Phoebe Bridgers, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from her in 2021. Speaking of 2021, one of the things I hope is going to happen in 2021 is the return of Broadway. And I can hardly believe it, but on the very last Saturday before the shutdown, I was fortunate enough to see two Broadway shows. I saw Six, and I also saw the revival of Company with a female lead played by Katrina Lenk. And it was amazing and she was incredible. And it was directed by a woman and absolutely spectacular. It was a production that came from London. And the one person in the cast that carried over was Patti LuPone. And so this is one of my 2020 high moments, is Patti LuPone singing The Ladies Who Lunch from Company.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat, and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. To the girls who stay smart, aren't they a guess? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day, another $1,000, a matinee, a pinter play, perhaps a piece of to that, and one for Mahler. Here's to the girls in their prime, aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Time, just to keep in touch.
ago. Everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch. The dinosaurs surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody
Yeah.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We just heard newly released Indigo Girls. That was Change My Heart. Before that, local artist Meg Tuohy